traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Is it big or small?
It's big, bro.
It's big. Okay. Let's see what you were thinking of. Open your hand.
Oh. Shut the fuck up. You motherfucker. You put a dick in my
body. Bro, how did you know that?
I went to the flea market this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun. I got a trinket.
That's good.
I bought a sign. I actually put it on the set because it matched.
Right there. Life is a dry hand job.
That's right. That's how I feel. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I feel good. I feel good. You guys know I'm recovering from tonsil surgery, but this week I've been getting back into the swing of things. I can finally sort of talk now. Yesterday we went to a what was that, a bar? Like a nice little restaurant?
A nightclub. We went to a bar, Saddleback
Ranch. And they had this, you know those things where you can punch?
Oh, yeah.
And
you set the record. He set the record.
I fucking set the record, dog.
So you haven't even lost a moment?
No, bro. Like, I hit that shit. I got 939, and I hate this. I hate that I'm saying this, but I do feel like my dick is a little bigger today.
Yeah. That's good.
The previous record was 933. There was a huge group of people around watching. So much pressure, and he just went up to that thing, and he fucking walloped it.
I walloped that shit, bro.
So, you're ready to go at any moment.
Facts. Guys, listen, if you are not yet subscribed to Impulsive, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, wherever. We also do an extended audio Q&A with the guests after the visual is done. So, hit that subscribe button. We have a very, very special guest today. Today's guest is a man of magic. He's a viral sensation with over 16.6 million followers on Facebook. You've seen him perform magic for Drake. It's Julius Dean.
Hey, let's go. Thank you.
Thanks.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hi, Logan.
Yo, thank you, bro. All the way from England, yeah?
From England, London, England.
Yo, listen to this accent.
There we go. Hey, how you guys doing?
Say something really like English right now.
Oh, the rain in Spain stays mainly on the plane.
Oh, that was so
that was
English.
Incredible.
Yeah, you like that?
It's incredible.
Fucking amazing, wow. Dude.
Thank you.
How are you enjoying LA
that's
so probably far?
That's better than most of the magic. I'm loving LA.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good fun.
What's your favorite part?
Probably Santa Monica, Venice.
Okay.
Very chill. Hollywood's a bit heavy on the head, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Of
yeah.
course I know, bro. I went there this morning and bought a sign that says life is a dry hand job.
we took it out of Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's smart. Smart. Yeah. I'm in the valley. I'm away from Hollywood. I had to. It was a little too much for me. But yo, it's good to see you here. I've been a fan for a minute. Because you've been going viral for some time now. Like a long ass time. And when I saw this clip of you performing magic for Drake. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I'm gonna play this right here. This is incredible.
Oh, you took it from my Twitter. Why are you thinking about Instagram, bro? Way better.
Look.
So his favorite superhero is Batman. Wait, he's got a sucker in his mouth.
He thought of a superhero. He said Batman.
What's going on? What?
Whoa. It's Batman.
So look.
You carved Batman with your mouth.
So let me get this straight, bro. Because I don't think I understand. You asked him what his favorite superhero was. He said Batman, and the lollipop was carved like Batman.
Yeah.
How you do that?
Can't tell you that again.
Magician can't reveal his secrets.
A magician can never reveal his secrets.
How you know he was gonna say Batman?
Because I'm a magician.
It does make sense, I guess. That's why you're on the show.
You say that.
Yeah,
kind of.
So, do you have a trick?
Yeah.
You brought tricks today, huh?
I did actually bring.
Getting right into it.
Because I want. Do you have real powers?
I do. I was born with special powers. Started when I was very young.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like mind reading powers.
Okay.
So like at school, I would go up to girls, and as I was walking up to them, I knew they would walk away.
Oh, yeah. No, tell me you're a comedian, Julius. Hey,
I try.
I wish I would have known.
I know.
You guys want to see something?
Yes, I would love to.
We're going to try this with you, Mike.
Okay.
Got lollipop.
Oh.
Hold on, bro.
This is the Drake thing.
Here we go. I want you to think of a public figure and say it now.
You want me to say it right now? Donald Trump.
Come on.
You could have said any public figure.
Okay, so he's got a sucker in his hand.
We're going to do with that. Nah, you doing the Drake thing?
Just for impulsive.
There's no way.
Okay, he's working it.
Nah, there's no way this. There's no fucking way.
He's chewing it.
How can a human even have that much saliva to carve a lollipop this quickly?
You better come out orange.
He's like lapping it.
I didn't think I'd be doing this live.
Life really is a dry hand job.
It really is.
Now I get it.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
He's working it.
Yo, you could have searched any person in the world, right?
Yeah.
You searched
Donald Trump.
It turned orange. It turned. What?
Yo, what the fuck is
that? Oh my God.
Is that? Shut the fuck up, bro.
Twist it this way a little bit. Oh my God.
This is Donald Trump.
It's even got the hair.
Intricate.
The hair flip.
Wow.
I don't fucking get this, bro. How you doing this?
Wow.
How you doing this?
Wow.
Look at.
That is incredible. Could you like do a magic wand to end the shutdown by any chance? Or is that like not possible?
Oh yeah.
Yo, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Julius Dean.
Thank you guys.
Yo, so that trick impressed Drake. Now impressed the cast of Impulsive. I don't know what to make of
this. That's the second time I've ever done that trick, by the way.
That really?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. Like, because you know it's amazing.
It's good.
It's amazing, bro.
It impressed Drake. Impressed you guys?
Yeah. No, seriously.
It's amazing.
Yo, it's funny. It's funny you brought up Donald Trump. What do you think of Donald Trump?
Well, controversial character.
Big facts.
Tastes nice.
do you
smells,
stay?
He smells fruity too.
Julius, do you stay out of the political shit?
Yeah,
you do.
I feel like as a magician, I don't have that much authority to.
No. Don't ever say that. Celebrities, magicians, athletes have just as much authority as regular people to talk about why because you
because here's why
because he has influence.
I made a comment about this in my Hollywood Reporter article. And I made a comment about influencers, celebrities, whatever, staying apolitical as to not piss everyone off so they don't lose part of our fan base.
Right.
And that's, I'm assuming, what has happened with you and even like me to a point. But plus he's from England, bro. Like what?
Well, that's true. Think one of the most interesting things for me is to hear someone not from America and what their feelings are.
That's why I
asked. It's so interesting to hear. So, but if you're staying neutral for business reasons, that makes sense to me. On the brand side, we know that that taking a political position is not a good play because it polarizes groups.
Yeah, I think he'll probably get reelected again. I think he's very controversial, of course. But
anyways, bro, back to Julius Dean.
Back to the magic.
Yeah.
You have 16.6 million followers on Facebook. And that's where I'm assuming the majority of your content has gone viral. How did you do that? That's a lot of fucking followers, bro.
Hey, wow, yeah, it's you too. You too. You also.
I got like 15 million something, but
yeah,
Mike yells at me, bro, because I don't use it ever.
He doesn't use his Facebook.
Yeah, I saw your transition from Vine to Facebook to Instagram to YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've seen that, and I've also done the same thing, utilizing Instagram a lot. Facebook, just the share button, dude. You know, I go to new places. You know, last month I was in Jamaica, Hawaii.
That video in Jamaica. Jamaica reacts to magic. This one got 8 million views, but I thought there was one with like 20 something.
This is all stuff.
26 million views. Jamaica reacts to magic.
Imagine it smashing.
So we actually went out to Jamaica first.
Just to do magic?
Yeah.
And are these reactions genuine, bro?
Look how she's crying.
These are genuine reactions?
Look, it's a bunch of school kids. How else?
You made the Jamaicans cry?
That's
bring
Where's your MAGA hat?
I gave her a hug at the end. Look. Give me 3 seconds. Come on. There we go. So I gave her a hug.
I think that might be one of my favorite things about his stuff is the react. He gets these priceless reactions from people.
I was going to ask, how are they genuine?
Bro, of course. Yes. Drake. How am I going to get Drake?
Of course, Drake. But like, percentage is fabricated?
The reactions are absolutely genuine.
Yeah.
If you watch that video, you could watch the entire 3 minutes of that video. There are 15, 20 clips. Every single one involves, you know, multiple people in Jamaica. You know, it's a setting. You know, what I do is I bring crazy magic to people all over the world.
So if someone reacts to a trick that is, then they're not enthusiastic about it, will you not?
Well, sometimes I fail. And
you fail.
I do.
What happens?
And I put in some sad music and I look at the camera.
No, but you keep it real. You still put it in the cut,
I still put it in the cut very often. Not every single fail because it is a numbers game. What you see at the end, I'm sure, as you're familiar with, you see the final product.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do put in fails sometimes. It makes it more real, makes it more relatable.
What's one of the worst fails you've had?
Oh, well, this wasn't actually not in for a video, but I did a performance at Web Summit Lisbon. It was 25,000 people in the audience. Yeah. Massive stadium. I was going on just before one of the founders of Facebook, not Mark Zuckerberg, the other guy, Dustin. Yep. And
some pressure there.
I did the trick, the big finale, where I basically shake a piece of paper and the card rises up on the piece of paper. And as I do it, the massive screens, they cut to the audience because the audience is staring. So as the trick happens, everyone is seeing the massive screens because it goes so far back. No one can see me.
Oh.
So there's just silence. I was expecting a
cheer. That sucks.
It was
awkward.
Yeah, so I literally borderline ran off stage. I thought it was quite funny, to be fair, but I was freaked out a little bit.
That wasn't your fault. That was like a technical difficulty.
You know what? It shows the importance of rehearsals.
Yeah. Truth.
I got a little bit cocky. I was like, I don't need to do rehearsals. I know this trick inside out, but sometimes it's not about me. It's about the camera team.
Yeah.
So I've learned from my mistakes.
So what's the biggest crowd you've performed in front of?
Well, that was the biggest crowd.
25,000?
Yeah, that was the biggest.
And you fucked it up.
Yeah, I fucked it up. I did.
That's not as bad, though, as Ninja for the New Year's. Like, just a flop, bro.
I don't know about all that, bro.
Is that too soon?
No, it's not too soon. It's just like, did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Nah.
It could be worse is what I'm getting at.
It could be.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But we didn't see this, bro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, bro. All these years of practice, sleight of hand. And plus, fucked it up.
You gotta empathize with Ninja. He did this dance. He did the floss dance, and he tried to get like people in the crowd to do it for like the New Year's thing, and like no one did it. But he was trying so hard.
He was trying. It was like, raining.
Exactly. Like, it's not his fault. Because I've been there where like you're trying to be enthusiastic. Yeah. And by the way, he's probably getting paid. So it's like he wants to like do a good job.
Hype him up.
And no one's fucking doing it because they're like, yeah, I'm not 7 years old. I don't feel like flossing.
Right.
why you bring him up?
I'm sorry. It resonated with that, you know, in front of a big crowd. I was trying to help make him feel better. All right.
One of the reasons I really respect you, not only because the magic is good and you have this you have an amazing presence and charisma, but your ability to analyze social and almost growth hack in a way is incredible. And your work ethic is great. And yes. You didn't say this, but that's why you have 16.6 million followers. I read a quote somewhere. You said it. The street magician and performer said he owes his online success to his knowledge of SEO analytics and his devotion to magic tricks.
Yeah. Well, I started posting videos on the internet. Because I'm 24 now. When I was 19, I was trying to get gigs in London, like, you know, a couple hundred pounds.
Yeah.
You know, about $500 here and there to perform. Sorry, I've got to do the translation for you guys. So I realized that if I got what's called backlinks on the internet, basically, if I get other websites to link to my website, I will show up higher on Google. Yeah, yeah. So if people look for a magician, I will show up higher on Google. So that means I will be more likely to be booked than my competitors because I have more leads. And then after doing a few months of that, it just took a big turn. I realized actually the video game is in itself what I want to go into rather than just using that to perform at events. Interesting that.
Got you.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, yeah. But I think, as I'm sure you would agree, the most important thing to you know, build an audience and get lots of followers is great content.
Great content.
Great content. Yeah. And work ethic, bro. How often are you churning out videos?
We're posting, the last week, I haven't, but, you know, very often every day.
Every fucking day?
Yeah. What we'll do is we'll go to Jamaica. Me, I'll have a team.
Why always Jamaica?
not every time Jamaica. Okay. We'll choose a different place.
Okay.
You know, so Miami, Jamaica, India, you know, London, all over the world.
Just to do magic.
And yeah, exactly. It's like bringing magic to these quirky places. I'll have a videographer. Sometimes I work with the tourist boards that will like hook me up. So for Jamaica, we had security, we had tour buses.
Oh, tight.
Yeah, it was good.
I bet that was a fun trip.
It was an amazing trip.
Bro, when you get hooked up like that.
Tour buses is great.
I'm sure.
If you need an introduction for Jamaica, I've got you.
Maybe. I've never been. That'd be fun.
You fit in.
I've seen you do a lot of stuff at music festivals too. And like that's another thing I've noticed about you. Like you made magic social and like culturally relevant. Like you went to Drake, you went to Ultra probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you do a lot of stuff with influencers, right? And so like you were so smart in how you positioned your approach through influencer and like kind of culturally relevant content. But I remember the one piece of content that always sticks out to me is that time you went to Ultra for that kid that was on Molly or whatever.
What happened?
You gotta find
it's on Instagram.
Kid is literally tweaked out of his damn mind.
Tell me when to stop scrolling.
Scroll down.
Wait, so Mike, what you did magic for a kid on Molly?
We don't know what he was on, but just watch it. You'll see, dude.
Am I close?
Yeah, keep going. This is all Jamaica stuff.
Holy
damn, you go to Jamaica often?
He's there pretty much every day.
What's up with you in Jamaica, Doug?
I know, it's quite fun. I keep going.
Should I speed up my scrolling speed?
There he is!
Go up.
Right in the middle there, buddy.
Oh my God.
Nah, he's sober, man.
This is the best thumbnail I've seen in my life.
It's a good thumbnail.
It's incredible.
Watch this.
Andre, you got a shot.
Watch the whole thing.
I'm so excited for what's about to happen.
It looks like Johnny Sins.
Let's go. His profile picture.
Okay, yeah. What is this? A Coca-Cola cap.
Yeah.
Cap.
You struggle with that one.
Whoa.
Bam.
Wow, did you know that?
It is the Coca-Cola cap, but a bigger bottle, bro.
That is it.
Great trick. Magic tricks are very entertaining. I think you should pursue this. Julius can follow him.
The man, the magician.
Yo, shut the fuck up. When you perform for people on drugs, it's got to be that much better. The reactions are incredible.
Yeah, we got a lot. So that was a video called High People React to Magic, Festival Magic.
And that was at Ultra, yeah?
It was at Ultra. We had a field day. We went around for 2 days just filming so much magic.
And it's got to be like shooting fish in a barrel with people on drugs there. That festival is just everybody.
It was a field day. Sometimes people are so off their heads, it's hard to control them. Yeah. You know, because they can't concentrate.
They know what's going on.
Yeah.
There was that one and there was one with a lady. Do you know which one with the lady?
I know exactly what it was.
Go one more time.
Is it?
It's equally.
Just scroll down.
This one's equally.
While I do this, can you explain when you say we, what you mean? Because you have a team here. I don't know. Yeah. Like you got like four dudes here. What's the role of your team? Like you all go together?
Sure. So I have a videographer who travels with me full time called Lee. I often have a magic advisor who will be behind the scenes, who will be doing things like passing me tricks whilst I'm performing. So when the energy is high on the crowd, I don't have to stop and look around for stuff. You feel me?
Okay.
And then I have, you know, manager, agent, that type of thing. But it's pretty small, maybe 4 or 5 people total in the team. And usually when I travel, I'll travel with maybe 2 or 3 additional people.
There's Post.
Yo, you did Post Malone?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this one was great.
Keep it hidden. Okay, here we go. Straight face, all right? Okay, think of your card. Ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just smart as a dime. Hold on, look at me, Clubs, diamonds, 9 of diamonds.
How the hell can you do that? You should use your skill for poker.
Bro,
you should see, like, squat up a little bit. Up, on the right.
This girl?
That's the lady. Yeah, this is Ultra. Okay. This is the one.
Got some colored pencils and they're empty and now it's full.
She doesn't give a fuck about your
she
magic.
Doesn't. She doesn't, but it was great.
That's incredible. 2.9 million views.
Yeah, no, that was good. That's a good example of sometimes the magic doesn't go how you want it to go. But then you look at it after and you're like, wow, that was great.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I saw you on, you did great, or Good Morning Britain.
Oh my gosh, you hear about that?
I saw it.
All right, tell me about this. Tell me about this.
All right, so Good Morning Britain is a huge breakfast show in Britain, as you would guess. And I decided to, I did a few tricks and I thought it went great because, I mean, the audience, everyone was reacting great, the presenters. So I got off the show and my Twitter started buzzing off. And I don't really use Twitter. I mainly use Instagram and Facebook, which is why it's funny. You took the Drake Twitter while I was like, why are you Twitter? Anyway, I look at my Twitter and it's like all these different UK press outlets, Huffington Post, Daily Mail, big press outlets grilling me, saying Julius Dean is the worst magician in the world.
Oh.
We could see how he did the trick. And then there was this trick where like you might have been, you couldn't even see it.
You lifted your glasses, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing that trick on this one. I learned my lesson.
Wait, why? Because you could see the string?
No, absolutely not. What happened?
Yeah.
My response was to the Daily Mail actually emailed me and they said, why did you have a string? Have you got any comments on it? And I said, I had to have the string in case my superpowers did not work.
Oh, safety, like backup.
Right. It's very important to be prepared.
But why would they assume otherwise? Like, I would know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Exactly.
Why are they asking, why did you have a string?
Why do you think, you morons? The fuck?
But you know, the funniest thing
as
is-
as if it's a mystery.
You could not even see the string.
I didn't see it.
I know, because you can't see it, bro, because there's people that love to hate on people. And people love to hate on magicians.
Yeah.
Especially magicians.
Especially magicians.
And successful magicians. Yeah. Like, have you ever seen someone hate on a broke down, like, not good magician?
True.
They're just like, oh, this poor fuck. You're out here just getting dough. And also getting girls. So I've partied with Julius before in New York.
I was going to ask this, bro. Like,
this dude, you get
all these girls in your videos are hot as fuck.
This is a fail, by the way. This is when I fail. This is a good example of when chicks go wrong.
Wait, but why? How are all these girls so hot? You pick out the hot girls to do tricks because you know they give views.
Look, hot girls like magic. That's a fact.
So I want to touch on that. So we were out at Tao in New York City. I was there, and magically he's at the dinner. I show up and so weird. I said, Julius Dean, what the fuck is going on? It's amazing.
Was there like a poof of smoke?
Basically, and his assistant at the time. I don't know where the hell he is today.
Yeah.
But we're at this long table, and there's all these models in New York City, socialites and shit, and. By the end of the night, they're all drinking, taking shots, so on and so forth. And this dude, it's just, girls love magic, especially when they're just like having a good time.
I'm saying, it's not just hot girls.
Like, are you the
girls
first,
love magic.
Are you the first magician to like magically like pull rabbits out of vaginas? Like you, dude, like has that happened before, bro? Like, was there a magician before you that got as much?
I'm probably not the first magician to ever do magic to good looking girls.
Yeah.
But I also do magic to all different types of people, from not good looking girls.
I feel like you're gonna
guys,
say,
yeah, and old people and young people, and even animals. It's coming up. Video coming up.
Does magic get you laid?
Well,
your boy's nodding his head.
People say, where would I be without magic? And the answer is probably a virgin.
Okay, so yeah.
Nah, I'm just joking.
For
real, people do ask me this seriously, and the answer is it's a great conversation starter. It breaks the ice. It's great to take someone out of their boring reality instead of having a small talk conversation when you're at a bougie area like Tao, where everyone's talking about what houses they bought and what cars they drive,
shit
and
like that,
trying to impress whatever.
But you don't. But it seems like a part of your puzzle. Like you're not a bad looking dude. You got a good. You know what I'm saying? Like you got a good demeanor. Like you're fun. You're fun. You're upbeat. Girls love a guy that smiles, makes jokes, makes them laugh. So like, but like you throw the ability to make her credit card bill disappear. That's
dope.
Major.
Yeah, that's promising.
That's super major, sick.
Like magic.
Yeah.
Can I see another trick?
Yeah, bro. Let's do it. Let's do this. We asked you to think of a card before.
Yeah.
Right. Let's try. I'm gonna stand up for this.
Okay.
Ooh.
Should I stand up?
Yeah, bro. Stand up.
Do you want me to hold a mic or some shit?
I can take this. This is what I wanted to do. I would like you to. Right, okay, so you've been having. You fought KSI Right?
That's a fact.
That's a fact. It was a draw.
Unfortunately, also a fact. I mean, it depends who you're asking, really, man. We could dive into rounds. So I thought I was 4-2.
Yeah, I thought it was 4-2.
The judge called it a draw.
I think he was drunk, man. I'll be honest with you.
So there's a rematch. We're looking forward to the rematch. And I thought that we could try something that fused my magic and your fighting skills.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Are you sure you want to do this? I will reiterate. I got the high score yesterday at Saddle Ranch. I got 939, and I beat the record on the punching bag.
Do you want this smoke?
Do you want this smoke?
For Impulsive, we're going to do it.
He wants the smoke. He wants the smoke.
That's what we're going to do. Think of a card, and I want you. You've got a glove.
Yeah, he had me bring my boxing glove.
I asked him to bring his boxing gloves with him.
Again,
that's authentic.
I'm not sure he does want this. What's the smoke?
Oh, no.
Those gloves just kind of magically appeared down there.
Wow, you're getting... You're big, by the way, Logan. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that.
So Logan's putting the glove on, not Julius.
He said it before, dude. He's not big everywhere. Just what you can see.
Is he going to magically take a small punch?
Ooh. All right, this is what we're going to do, okay?
Is this what...
In your mind, hold out your fist like this, right? In your mind, I want you to think of a card. I want you to take your fist like this, and I want you to, as hard as you can, smack me, okay?
Do you mean that?
Smack you or
smack
punch
me.
You?
Punch me. Punch me.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to ask you one more time, friend.
939.
Do you want this smoke, bro? I set the high score.
Yes.
Hey, did he sign the waiver? Did he sign the waiver?
The man outside maybe signed the waiver.
Okay, we're good.
Fair enough.
Break your shoulder.
Turn like this.
Right, here we go. Right here. You're going to go right here.
Come a little closer.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, man.
Make
believe that MAGA kid's face is on his arm right now.
Here we go. And you got to keep that card in your mind, yeah? This is important.
Okay.
Yeah, and you want to smack me. But when I say smack, British for punch. Yeah?
Wait, all right. Move your arm down a little bit like that. All right.
Give him 60%.
No. You go all out here.
Okay.
All right. You literally have a golden ticket right now to punch.
Should we let the audience know what card it is or no? This is Logan's card.
No, you think about it.
Okay, he's got it? All right.
Oh, God dang it.
Like, almost broke my wrist.
I'm so sad for you, Logan. You almost broke your wrist.
Oh, what?
What was the card?
What? Is this magic?
What's the magic part? The card was four of clubs.
What is going on? He's lifting his sleeve.
You gotta be...
What?
I hate you, Julius Dean. You son of a bitch.
There's a four clubs on his shoulder.
How'd you get that?
Tattooed on.
How did you do that? What the fuck is this?
You just caused a bruise, bro.
Oh my God.
Julius Dean, ladies and gentlemen.
What? I mean, I don't know how you did that. What kind of pagan bullshit?
What'd you say about vegans?
Ooh.
That was the quickest forming bruise I've ever seen in my life.
Ah, bro, you fucking punched it. Oh.
That's like literally when I hit him, bro, because I didn't put my wraps on my like fucking wrist rolled. You got a thick arm.
Bro, you got a big punch.
Do you lift weights?
A little bit.
Do you eat meat?
We're talking about my fitness and my diet. I didn't think I'd be coming on Impulsive talking about my fitness.
I'll
give you guys a couple of tips. Yeah, a bit of paleo, a lot of meat, vegetables.
Would you ever go vegan?
No, I would not go vegan. Because we're
vegan right now. Vegan.
I saw that.
Vegan, still happening. We're still good.
I saw that.
Still doing it.
You think that's gonna last?
Huh?
You think that's gonna last?
For the month of January. Yeah. We're finish line. Strong. We are on the finish line.
Yeah.
Yo, that was impressive, dog.
Nice, man.
How did the bruise form that fast?
You got a good punch.
Okay. How did you know I was gonna pick that card? Because I thought of it. I didn't say it out loud to anyone.
I'm a magician.
No, fuck that. Tell us how did you do that shit, bro?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You want to know?
Yeah, we really want to know.
People got to ask you often, like, yo, how, like, come on, you know, it's Logan, bro, your friend.
These guys aren't watching.
No, this is off record. We'll cut this part out.
Why are you talking to the camera then?
because hey, Hayden, when you see this, you cut this part out, please. Thank you.
Hayden doesn't even edit this show, bro. He's a
facts.
How do you deal with assholes? You gotta have some people who are like, yo, this fucking, I saw the string.
Saw the string, man.
I saw that before I punched you. Like, how you deal with that?
Well, honestly, it's just, you know, just laughing at it. You know, it's the whole thing is very funny to me. Like people who are the haters, you know, the ones that are like, I know how you do that. You get that a lot.
You because when you go to a party and you perform, right, you gotta have the dude, like the alpha, who's like, nah, man, like I know all his tricks. Like the girls will be like, how did he do that?
Yeah. You get the envious, the attention seekers. Yeah.
Some people probably lie, right? About the cards that they choose and all that kind of stuff.
Often, you know, with you guys, I kind of trust it. I'll trust that you're not going to change your mind to the last second.
I won't.
You know? But I mean, you can get a good vibe pretty fast.
Yeah. Respect.
You have magicians that you look up to.
Oh, wow. Magicians I look up to. Probably like the modern day, like, you know, David Blaine, I think what he did was very cool. What I find more interesting than the magic tricks themselves is just the journey of how they got there.
Of
how they built, you know.
Their empire. Like
how they.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So honestly, even someone like Vitaly, like an OG of YouTube.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how he started in the game, was consistently posting, was, you know, really grinding at the pranks, and that's kind of how he built a huge audience. So
are you tight with him? Yeah, you hang out with the.
I mean, I like him. We don't hang out.
You're with Jay more with Alvarez.
Yeah, we hang out as well. Yeah.
Didn't you do something with my brother? Didn't you join Team 10?
Yeah, you guys saw me. I was actually invisible for that 3 months, but part of the show.
Fucking incredible.
Yeah, no, I did something with him a few months ago. But like when we did it last year. Yeah.
What do you think of Jake when you met him?
I mean, bro, he's doing very well. You know, he's killing it. You guys are both.
You could be honest, man.
Yeah, you could be honest.
It was cool. I thought it was good, man. He played to the camera.
Of course, you bro.
Played to the camera.
Jake's so different off camera.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dope as fuck. I like him better off camera. Mm.
Would you say you're the same on camera, off camera?
On this show, yeah. But on the vlogs, I try to only show the most hype, fascinating, fun parts of my life.
Mm.
Cause that's like entertainment for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I thought he was very easy to work with. You know.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Because he's a cool fucking dude from Ohio. We're real.
Exactly.
Real
I mean, I've performed with a lot of different, you know, of public figures. Post Malone's great. Drake, amazing. Diplo, very chill, hard.
Yeah,
you know,
we've hung with Diplo.
Yeah.
How did you get to Drake? By the way,
how did I get to?
Where was that? We're at some sort of club.
Oh, so he actually has been following. We follow each other on Instagram.
Oh shit, dope.
And he messaged me. He messaged me and he was just like, bro, what are you doing today? And I was like, well, let me check my schedule. I'm free. And tomorrow and the day after. So I went to his party. He had his Scorpion launch party for his album launch.
Yeah.
And he just said, come along. And I said, cool, I'll be
no
there.
No way. 9 p.m.
So I messaged him. I actually get that like an hour and a half early. I didn't want to bring in any big cameras because I knew, obviously, intimidating. He might find it weird.
Yeah.
The team might be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
So we only brought a phone with us. We got there early. We checked out all the different areas to film of the club. It's a very small club in London called Annabelle's.
Okay.
So we get there. We're testing it out, the different places. And all of a sudden, Drake pops his head through the audience. And I'm like, and he goes, hey, Julius.
What's that like for you? What's that feel like?
I went into automatic, like, right, because my videographer, Neil, we knew that we didn't have very long to do this because he was running, it's his party. You know, if you have a party, you're going to say hello to everyone, right? You're not going to be just spending an hour watching magic. Maybe you are, but anyway, we knew we had a limited time frame. So we prepared at the moment the interaction happened, we would just hit him with magic. So I wanted to get that clip because I felt like it would be, you know, it would be a great clip.
Of course.
So the moment it happened, I went into automatic. I said, Drake, you want to see magic? Mind if we film it? Yeah, bro, for sure. Cool. He was very, very chill. You know, literally, it looked like he was just stepped out of his, you know, just out of his room and just, you know, relaxing in his own house.
You think he invited you hoping you would film a magic trick?
That's a good question. I think he wanted to see a magic trick. I don't think he cared if I filmed it. I don't think he needs the clout.
What
do you think?
I don't know, bro. I mean, I know celebrities and there was even a YouTuber who called out celebrities for doing, I think it was Lily Singh who called out celebrities for using internet stars to promote their thing. Like on your post with Drake, did you do hashtag Scorpion or anything? Like
I did. I think I did hashtag Drake.
But he doesn't need the clout. I'm just saying like some celebrities are like super forward thinking like that.
Mm. What's wrong with that though?
No, I don't think
there's nothing wrong with it if both parties know what's happening, and there's a symbiotic understanding of like, I'm with you. I'll use you as an example. I'm with you, Drake, and it's helping me and my brand because it's super cool, and this video is going to get seen by lots. And also, like, Drake, I'm helping you because my audience, who may or may not know you, they fucking know Drake, they will now see this video and maybe buy your album.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that. I my gut instinct and from my conversations, he did not seem like he cared at all. He probably, 1% about a tag.
Probably does not give a fuck.
Even if I think that Drake has obviously done incredibly well, has everything in life, you know, all the women, all the money, all the luxuries. And he likes magic. And there are not many people doing what I'm doing, which is magic on the internet.
Yeah.
So he saw me. He's like, okay, this guy does magic, watching my stuff. He likes my stuff every now and then. Likes it. And he thought, all right, let's get this
guy
in.
That's tight. That's tight.
He did the same with another guy who vaped. And he brought the vape guy in to show him some vape
tricks. Oh, some vape tricks?
Do you hear about that?
I've seen the vape tricks.
No, he flew the guy over to Canada just to...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's a good... Yeah, exactly.
That's tight. I've noticed Mike's been trying to say something for a solid 90 seconds now.
You guys are on a fucking roll.
He was kind of like,
I feel like he probably would have invited you to do magic tricks for his guests too. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he seems like the kind of guy like that.
I'll tell you something interesting. So I said we got there early for the lighting.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure we got good lighting. The moment I did that lollipop trick, he said, "Julius, come with me." He literally took my hat. It felt like something I've
and
like,
kicked you out of the party.
I gave me out of the party. He was like,
"Get the fucking satanic ritual, motherfucking
pagan fuck."
He took me over to his table. Where the DJ booth was. Lighting was horrific. Music was so loud. There was a bunch of people there. French Montana was there. Stormzy was there. Skepta was there.
Yeah.
I did more magic. I got more footage. It's so inaudible that I didn't use any of it.
His was almost inaudible.
His was good.
It was almost, bro. Mm. Like even Post Malone, like she's loud.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're like, fuck, dude. Like I have to take these people to somewhere where it's like kind of quiet. The lighting's good, all that, which has got to be a hassle. You did it though. So congrats.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yo, so you mentioned David Blaine.
Right.
I love David Blaine. I want him to come on this podcast one day, but he goes beyond just magician to me. His feats of endurance and the level that he takes things are so unprecedented and incredible. Are you striving to ever do that type of thing? I'm talking like where he holds his breath for 17 minutes, sits in a block of ice for 9 years straight. He's just done the craziest shit. Catches a bullet in his mouth. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's real, but I saw his documentary. It's incredible. Do you have any goals like that?
So I think we come from different ends of the spectrum. Like I'm using magic to amaze, to entertain, particularly to amaze. I think David Blaine, would borderline put himself at danger.
Serious danger.
Sure.
He has, bro.
Sure.
Yeah. He stabs his arm with metal rods and
shit. Exactly. And I'm not trying to kill myself because I'm enjoying life and I don't feel like I need to prove myself,
Not your brand.
Yeah, it's not my brand. It's not my brand. I'm the kind of happy go to cool places, interact with people.
Yeah.
But what if you're like happy and you hold your breath for 13 minutes?
Well, I never saw him smile.
Have you seen? Oh shit!
It is true.
I don't know if David Blaine smiles.
I don't think I've ever seen David Blaine smile.
I'm sure he's laughed a couple of times in his life. You see the thing where have you seen this where he upchucks frogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. Very cool.
Julius, you're a magician. How does David Blaine throw up frogs?
Steve-O did it, though.
Yeah, I think some of that comes down to a little bit of regurgitation skills.
Like actual...
Yeah, it kind of fuses you.
Like real... That's not...
Yeah, some of this, bro... I love David Blaine too. He's mysterious, but some of it's like kind of spooky. Yeah.
Yo, he's throwing up frogs into glasses. And like
spooky.
Multiple frogs. What are you doing?
I'm pissing.
An issue. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. We know we're filming a podcast at 4 p.m. And for some reason, he doesn't go to the bathroom before the show.
On the set, could we have like trap doors under the seat? So if someone's about to get up, just...
We should, bro.
They're just gone.
It's fucking...
It's like, you made the mistake. You shouldn't have done that.
I agree. And never come back.
Yeah. this is getting on hand.
I'm just like, you really think he's... throwing up frogs.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly is throwing up frogs, no question.
Fucking
definitely no question. He is throwing up frogs.
And you never want to do that.
Nothing in his mouth. frogs in his mouth. Ah.
What about when he's like catching bullets and shit?
Well, that's the tower. Now you're trying to get into the realm of how he does do the magic.
Do you know how?
Well, I wouldn't be very happy if David Blaine was here telling you how I did
magic. Oh, so there's a magician code.
There's a magician code, yeah.
What is it?
You shouldn't tell me why you do tricks.
So are there any magicians out there that have kind of like exposed other people and you just kind of like, the magician crowd is just like, you know, I mean, that guy?
Look, if no one ever told anyone how they do their tricks, then no one would be a magician.
True.
Right? It would just die out after, you know, the first magician. So you can learn magic, but I think generally there's a code that you shouldn't reveal tricks of the trade, you know? But, you know, I teach people a trick here and there.
Yeah, you gotta give it, you gotta pass it on.
Yeah, exactly. And I've actually been, call it, in trouble with the magician community because sometimes when I fail on my tricks.
I leave the fail in,
you see how the trick is done. And there's been some controversy in the magic community. We're like, oh, Julius is
revealing tricks. Do you give a shit?
I do give it a little bit of a shit, but I've decided that in the name of great content, I will do it, but I'll be careful. You know, I won't reveal. If a massive fail happens, it reveals a huge public stunt. Mm. You know, that's not good for me, and it's not good for other magicians. But if it's something small, then that's okay.
Does your accent help?
Help with what?
Just you being a magician.
Success, I feel like it does. Your success.
Good question.
I feel like it does.
I've never not had an accent, so I wouldn't actually be able to compare.
But do you think you're like extra smooth because of it? Because that's how I feel. Like, okay. I wish I had an accent. Someone said, I was with a girl today at the flea market, and this British guy came up to her and said, he said, they were having a conversation. He said, "You're not an easy girl to forget, darling."
Whoa.
But in a British accent, it works. You're not an easy person to forget, darling.
Did you tell him to back off?
Hold on. No. He was an older guy, man. He was doing his thing. I tried to say it in an American accent. It's like, you're not an easy girl to forget, darling. And it's just whack. Yeah.
Julius, can you say it really quick?
Yeah, sure. It's tough to look at you and Zeth.
Can you look at that girl and say it too, yeah, at the same time?
You're not an easy girl to forget, darling.
Oh my god.
It's just that good.
Right. She just melted. She's not even here anymore.
It works. That's what I'm saying. There's something with the accent. I'm just a fucking dumb kid from Ohio with this. And I can't say, I say talented weird.
Talented.
And challenge.
Challenged.
I think there are other. Are there other areas in the world where if we go, people are like, oh, that's amazing?
Or, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Definitely. In London, people be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You have an American accent.
You're the basic white girl.
Yeah.
Would you ever collab with David Blaine?
Good question. Honestly, probably not.
Why?
Different generations.
He'd ask you to, like, set yourself on fire for as long as possible.
Or, like, and pull a sword out of your butt.
He's probably trying to sabotage me if he does that. He's protective, you know, because some magicians, the whole point of them being a magician is that they're special. You know, that's what they're saying. I am a magician. I have superpowers. I'm special.
Right.
So the moment one magician clubs another magician kind of defeats that precedent. For me, I would consider it, but I'm not trying to be in his brand of superpowers, you know?
What about Chris Angel?
Same thing. Superpowers.
What about any magician?
Yeah,
would you collab with any, like?
Sure. Yeah, I would collab with magicians.
Is there anyone that you would want to collab with?
Probably no one you guys would know. I've got a few kind of social media, you know, a guy called Neil Henry, great guy. He's got some following on social media. I love his stuff. He's funny. He's, you know, good magic.
Do you have any more tricks?
Yeah, bro. Definitely.
I want to see a trick.
Let's try.
I got to sprinkle in these tricks. I got to salt me with these tricks.
Should we try this? Bro, do me a favor. Take off your watch.
Don't fucking. Oh. How much is that watch worth?
I don't know, bro.
Oh boy.
$10,000.
Oh, if it's worth as much as that chain you have, bro, we're in trouble here.
Nice. Okay, cool. So what I'm gonna do is
why don't you use my watch?
No, I wanna do this, but I'll use his watch. Do me a favor. I'm gonna think of a time for me. All right.
Should
you do this?
Yeah, I got a time.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
My favorite time of day, yeah. In fact.
All right, here we go. favorite time of day. Yeah. Don't tell me that. Makes it much more easy for me.
Oh, shit.
You know? All right, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Do me a favor. Think of a time that's important, but don't tell me what that is before I've done it. Hold on. Let me know when you've done it.
Okay, I got it.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Your face right now.
Okay, hold your hand out. Hold your hand out.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, let's go over there.
Just ignore that.
All right, okay, I'm going to keep this. I'm going to keep this in front of the camera just so I don't do anything. Keep it like that. Okay, say the time.
Me?
Yep.
12:34.
Why? Why'd you go with that?
Because there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. What do you mean?
12:34. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
12. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's very interesting.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Would it be impressive if I knew that?
Yeah, bro. Spencer's watch. There's no way. Yo, shut the fuck up. This one I'll freak out on. My eyes are watering.
He's crying.
I'm crying. Bro, what the fuck, bro? Whoa. Whoa. It's 12:34, bro. What the fuck?
What?
Yo, that one was weird. That one was weird.
How?
I don't know, man. How? That one was weird. The watch is literally wound up to 12:34.
Wow.
I don't know about all this.
You seriously are sick. You're a sick person. You're a sick person, dude.
You made him cry, too. You, like, were tapping into something.
You're an asshole. That was weird, bro, because like I when you looked at me, I felt like you penetrating me.
You brain fucked our host, bro. Why would you? Why
that
would you
one
do
was
that?
Weird. I'm on the verge of tears. Damn. Good for you, man. Good for you.
Thank you.
Does magic ever get like too weird for you, so it like scares people off?
Good question.
He made that Jamaican girl cry.
I did. Yeah, that
was out of happiness, though.
Yeah, she I think she thought it was, as she said, juju. Yeah. She thought it was like real voodoo.
Juju.
You know, I think honestly, I think it's not so much. Jamaica was the first time I felt a little bit unsafe because people were like, there were a few people that were like, "You are doing witchcraft."
Oh,
you know,
shit.
They're gonna burn me. You know, but I had security. I mean, obviously they're not actually gonna burn me, but you know, it could get dangerous. People actually think that you're trying to go against their, you know, say their religion because yeah. you're doing real magic. You know, you're a witch. They used to burn witches back in the day. So
what if they came at you? Would you be like, this is all fake? Like, don't you see the string?
That's a great question. I don't know. That's a very, very
like
good
if they
question.
Brought torches out and like
probably
a noose.
I would probably either say, don't worry, guys, you know, it's not real. Or I would just like levitate up and dip
and
out.
And float off.
Or yeah. like... Or do you let him kill you just so you can go down with that secret?
You go down with the ship like a captain. Yeah.
That's probably what David Blaine would do. I don't have as many principles as David Blaine. You know, I'm not as purist.
Your magic's like safe to connect with people, connect with women. David Blaine's is just like, dude, the dude's pulling a sword out of his butthole. And it's just like,
no, because here's why. I think it's fucking real, bro. I think he really pulls swords out of his ass. I'm serious.
Like, you can't pick up a chick. Like, if you're like, hey, check this out. And you pull a card out of your scalp and it's like bloody. And it's like,
yes. No, yes. That's what he does. It's incredible.
It's amazing. It works. Like,
just easy, Tiger. You okay?
Take it down a notch.
Yeah. How you make money, bro?
Good question. So, advertising revenue on Facebook.
What?
Yep.
Wait.
You know this, dude.
No, I don't because I don't do the Facebook anymore. But right. I was told to get into
but
it.
You, but you were on ad revenue back in the day, because I remember. Because
I think I was on the beta, dude.
Yeah. Right. So it's the beta became a more developed version of it.
Is it dope? Am I missing out?
I don't think I'm missing out too much. YouTube's better.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. You know, YouTube's better. I mean, look, you can make good money
even if they cut your AdSense because you're an asshole.
Well, you
should ask for a friend.
maybe Facebook. I think you're good with YouTube, you know? I think, yeah. I mean, look, maybe you're missing out a little bit, but, you know, as long as you have other areas that you can.
Are you making good money?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what it's about?
No, it's not what it's about.
What is it about?
It's about having.
Why do you do it?
I do it because I love magic. I love traveling. I love meeting people. It comes. Social media and magic is part of my personality. Like, you know, it's come from my personality, you know? So it's not like I'm living off. And that's why I can never do David Blaine. Can never be that serious character because that's not what I am as a person.
But
I
don't even know if it's like the serious character. Because it's very clear he is that way. He's like, he wants to take things to the highest possible level. But I'm sure there's like a version of that you could do. I mean, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think 2000, for me, the answer to your question is A, ad revenue, B, brand deals. So I'm actually in LA for a big commercial.
Oh, cool. Okay. Oh, very cool.
That's, you know, something else. And then tours. I did my first live show in Mexico City last month. That was 1,000 people. Went absolutely great. It was a live show on stage.
Great.
Went better than the 25,000 person.
Yep.
This is good.
Was it just you or was that?
It was just me. Yeah. So we're gearing up for 2019, a big European tour, which will be 10 countries. And that is very exciting to me as a magician to be able to connect with my audience. And that's where I think I'm very excited to be able to bring magic to an audience that have been watching me on the internet and it becomes, you know, stage, because you have a lot of different personalities on the internet that don't actually do anything or do something, you know what I mean? Like Jake, you know, when Jake did the Team Zen tour, they were dancing and it was a bit random, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so obviously a magician is going to do magic.
So. Fuck Jake Paul is what you're saying, or no?
That's what I said.
Who do you like better?
It's just how I interpreted it.
Jake or Logan? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I'll do definitely Logan.
Yeah, that's what it really says.
No, I do. I think your brother does actually, it clearly looks up to you because you're the one that first started it, you know?
And I just feel like when you ask people that question and they're here.
Yeah, true. Ask me in half an hour.
Yeah, because can you imagine if you said Jake, we'd have to beat your ass like the Maga kid.
Yeah, dude, this scar would be nothing compared to what's on my face.
Yeah, but he would just magically disappear, though.
Yeah, true.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever thrown a smoke grenade? Like,
I did it at the airport once. It was great.
You didn't like the situation. Ooh. You're like, fuck this. Bang.
How'd you get a smoke grenade into the airport?
No, that was a joke.
No. You're too far down this tube now. TSA.
You magically were tackled in the airport.
Do you have another trick?
We'll cut that part out. Yes. Don't worry about
how many more tricks do you have?
Like one or two more.
Can I see another trick?
Yeah, let's do this.
I love magic. I tried to get into it when I was younger.
You want to do a card trick? Or you want to do let's do this. I bought this. You'll like this, actually.
If you make me cry, I'm gonna be so pissed.
All right, I'll check this out. This is
Sparta.
Nice.
I didn't know where it was going.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
All right, hold your hands off me. All right, check this out. You guys see this on the camera, yeah?
Yeah, we got two fuzzy red balls.
All right, this is going to be amazing, okay? Do me a favor, bro. Just keep your hands out like this. Hands out like this. All right, what I want you to do is, what are those? Say.
It's fuzzy red balls.
Fuzzy red
hands.
Balls. Squeeze. Yeah, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Bro, did you feel that?
No, I didn't feel anything, Julius.
Open your hands up.
Nothing happened.
Open your hands up. Look, they've swapped places.
Holy
I don't know
shit.
If they did.
Shit.
I'm not sure they did.
I was joking, by the way, guys.
We're pretty thick. Here,
watch this. Okay, I'm gonna take this ball in this hand like this. This ball in yours. Squeeze. Here we go. Watch this. Keep your hand closed. 3, 2, 1. Boom. Have a look.
Ah, shit.
There's two balls.
The balls went in one hand. Both of the. Okay.
Pass it up.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you got to come back, Mike.
All right.
I do me a favor, bro. Just hold on to the ball for me. Hold your hand out.
You're not the first person to put your balls in my hand.
All right, here we go. Check this out. Okay,
not the second either, probably.
This is what we're going to do, okay? I want you just to think of one thing that you desire. All right? Hey, you're a successful guy. You've done very well. You've got the followers. You know, one thing that you desire that you don't have. Have you got that in your mind?
Yeah.
Just tell me, is what you're thinking of big or small?
Oh, it's like, like an object?
Just no. Something that you desire. Don't say what it is. Have you got something in your mind?
Yeah, but it's like, it's kind of deep.
I don't want to know. I just want to know, is it big or small?
It's big, bro.
It's big. Okay. Let's see what you're thinking of. Open your hand. Oh.
Shut the fuck up. You motherfucker. You put a dick in my
fucking hand. Bro, how did you know that?
How did you know I was thinking of my dick,
bro? I didn't do anything.
Your dick looks like that, bro. That is the biggest mushroom tip I've ever seen.
Yo, I love you, Julius Dean.
I thought you were gonna open your hand and it was gonna be the preferred platform on YouTube again.
Oh, damn!
I was like, how is he gonna present that through hand form?
Is a dry hand job.
Can we keep this for the set?
Do you need that?
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
you're lying. Can we keep it?
Do you need the fuzzy cock back? Nah, yes
all
or no?
You, all you.
Let's
all you.
Go.
That's a present.
Yo, that was amazing. I love that trick.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Man, I love this. This episode is great. Do you have any more tricks?
Yeah, sure. You want to see one more?
Yeah, I'll see one more. All right. I like tricks. Magic.
Let's do this. Should we try this with you? You've been very quiet.
I've been quiet. I'm down.
Okay, we're gonna
often
do this.
Quiet on the impulse upset.
He's not quiet. He's reflective.
He's reflective.
Dude.
I like that. Yeah, I can see that. My audio is coming in and out. It's kind of a bit weird. All right, here's what I want to do. I'm going to take this up. Okay, so what I want to do is...
fuck, bro.
I honestly think, I don't think it's that. I think it's more just me.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, it's cool. A string, I think.
All right, what I want to do is...
it's a string.
Yeah, you got to move around the string. Yeah, you're right. I want you, bro, just to think of a card for me. All right? Yeah, oh, no, don't say what it is. You're absolutely right. Professional over here.
Okay.
I'm just a mere magician. Don't say what it is. Yeah. Have you got that card in your mind?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Change your mind. Yeah, have you got a new card?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to keep on getting one more time. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Change your mind again. You got the new card? Say that card.
The Jack of Diamonds.
Jack of Diamonds. Pack of cards here, look.
Okay, I see
look,
that.
I'm going to go through like this.
Jack of Diamonds. What's he going to do?
I'm going to go through all the cards.
Okay.
Face up.
He's going to go through all of them.
All the cards are face up.
Why is my heart beating?
One card turned over. Do you see that?
I see it.
Bro, take it out for me.
This is going to be a fail.
It's the fucking Jack of Diamonds. You son of a bitch.
The exact card we lost on blackjack last night at the casino, by the way. So thanks a lot for fucking bringing that back.
I lost $3,000, so thanks. Thanks, man.
How much did you lose?
Yeah, $3,000,
man. Lost. Gone.
They dragged you to the casino?
Yeah,
no,
they got me.
He was on board for this one.
Well, because I was playing Fortnite all day. Got to do something.
He had.
Just a side note, you know, anytime you go to the casino, if you want to win money, I have to be there. Do you remember why?
No.
Remember how much bank you and I won?
Oh, in Vegas.
Yeah.
Evan's birthday. First off, that was incredible. Yeah.
Hey.
Evan's birthday.
Yo, but guys, hold on a second. Just forget Evan's birthday. Watch this. I'm going to take the ace like this.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go. If I just go like that. Hold on.
You're ripping it?
If Evan appears right now, I'm going to lose my shit, dude.
Hold on. Watch this. Okay. We're going to do this in front of the camera. And.
No.
Gone.
Okay. All right.
Hold on.
Disappearing cards. No
okay.
Problem.
Hold on. Let's try this. Do me a favor, bro. Stand up.
What happened?
Yeah, just reach up there. Reach up there. Up. Yeah.
Come right. On, dude.
No.
Check
come
that out.
On, dude.
Show the camera. That's it.
Were you in this house?
What the frick?
Were you in this house? Did you break into our house?
No, that fits, bro.
Yo, what the fuck, dude? What? Yo,
thanks for coming to Impulsive, bro. I need you to leave my house.
What is your problem, bro?
I appreciate you, man.
Goddamn burnt walnut.
Julius Dean, bro, seriously, thank you for coming on Impulsive. You've thoroughly freaked me out. You are incredible. You're a great magician and a great person, I can tell. So thank you for coming on. Where can they find you on social?
Instagram at Julius Dean.
Big facts. Guys, thank you for watching this episode of Impulsive. We're going to do an audio Q&A only with Julius right now. So if you're not subscribed, you know what to do. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, etc. Thank you guys for watching. Before I sign off, Evan's birthday is February 11th. We're going to Vegas. Yeah. I'm going to drop $50,000 and put it on black.
I will do the same.
Big moves.
Yeah, me too.
We love you guys. Take it easy, fam. Peace. I see you, Brad, changing the lights.
Nice shot, Brad.
It's Sunday, guys.
Damn.
So Danny's not here today. But audio Q&A only, bro.
Cool.
Just want to ask you some things, bro. For the fans want to know.
Oh, just a quick one, bro.
Yeah, it's quick.
Can I?
Oh, what's good? There's string malfunctions.
No, I can hear myself. Okay, cool.
Yeah, mine was doing that too.
I'm just stepping in. Yeah.
Dude, okay. I am going to get more aerated headphones.
Mike sweats.
I get so hot, dude.
He's just a sweaty man.
And I had to piss bad, bro.
So did you go before? Let's talk about it.
I go a lot. I'm 34 years old, bro.
So what does that mean?
I'm 10 years out from
When's the last time you pissed, bro?
Like, I am an old man, dude. I have to pee a lot.
No, you're not.
Yeah, man. Just,
so is the prostate good?
It's blown up, bro. It's fucked. It's fucked, bro.
What do you know about blown up prostates?
What do you know about prostates, Julius?
No.
Have you ever magically blown up someone's prostate?
Nah, not with card tricks.
How did you get into magic, dude? Because I did it when I was younger and I just got bored.
Yeah? Why do you get bored? You just find it very interesting.
I don't know, man. I just don't know if I had the you know what I don't think I could deal with?
Mm.
Me fucking up and people laughing at me.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say you have a lot of pride.
Yes.
Yeah. So was it bored or was it pride? Was it boredom or pride?
No, it was a little bit of both.
Right.
Because like I definitely don't mind people laughing at me, but like it was almost like when I would do a trick and it wouldn't work because I don't think I was just good enough naturally. Mm. I would just get super upset. Like I couldn't handle the haters and the people being a-holes about it. Like I just felt like fake almost.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm surprised that because I would have imagined someone like you is a public entertainer.
Dog, I was like 10. So
yeah,
I didn't know who I was.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. Yeah, I did not get bored. I started when I was a kid. I fell in love with the effect it had on people. Just the ability to kind of, as I say, walk into any situation and be able to just fuck with someone's mind.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, it turned more from a hobby to a passion to a lifestyle.
So that moment that you were like, damn, I could do this for the rest of my life. What was that like? Do you remember that moment?
I do not remember that moment, no. But I remember as a kid, just like always nagging my parents just to see magic tricks. I was like 10.
Would they ever tell you your tricks aren't good?
They would stop watching it at some point. They would not see any.
Maybe Logan just wasn't born with the like magic talent.
Like you got sleight of hand and shit.
Yeah. It's a bit sleight of hand. It's misdirection.
Smoothness. Like,
yeah, it's a bit of that. I think it varies. You know, there are some magicians that literally have, there's a magician that has one hand, you know, and his hand's broken. So it's not all about sleight of hand.
Why wouldn't he magically create another hand?
Should ask him that. That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah. pretty have thought of that.
Do you ever use your skill set for a real life application? Steal someone's keys, watch, set their watch to a certain time that they're thinking of.
That's a great question. Honestly, I do not use it to steal something.
I feel like that's some bad karma.
But I do feel like misdirection is very useful in situations. Like, for example, if I'm on the aeroplane and I want to get, you know, say a second meal, you know, I go to the front, I distract them. They you know, one lady gives me one meal, I'll go back, and then another lady gives me another. I think there's an element of cunningness that goes with magic, you know? And I feel like that's a little bit part of my nature, you know, just being a little bit cheeky.
You're sly.
Yeah.
Do you think you're Harry Potter?
What? Literally Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Did not get a letter for Hogwarts. So it's very sad.
That's amazing.
You should have it. Does magic allow you to see the world differently?
Yes, actually. It makes me think about religion, you know, because when you hear, oh,
wow.
It makes you think like, oh, this person walked on water or this person, you know, turned water to wine. And you hear about this in the Bible or the Quran or whatever. It makes you think like, yeah, I mean, it's interesting when I go and perform. So for example, I do this one trick where I turn a pack of cards into glass. Right. And that story will be retold 5 times. And I'll see someone at a gig a year later. And they're like, yo, remember that time? Like you made the cards levitate and it turned into a block of ice in their hand.
Whoa. You know,
people remember things differently. And when they tell the stories like Chinese whispers, whoa, things will change.
So what do you get out of that?
What I get out of that?
Application to religion.
It makes me question religion. It makes me question anything anyone says.
Whoa.
What about the question? What about the people that ask you this?
That's deep.
Have you ever been nailed to a cross in front of a group of people, put in a cave?
I think you take it literally.
No. You cut the shit. I'm going to ask this fucking question. What about the stories that, you know, had eyewitnesses and were not replicable?
I mean, okay, hold on a second with those eyewitness talk.
This is this is stuff that's pretty old, like thousands of years old.
They're not eyewitnesses.
Yeah, I mean, the disciples, bro. They're eyewitnesses. They wrote the story down. They saw it happen.
I think what he's saying is like stories. I mean, these are old stories, like thousands of years. And so you're questioning it because the game of telephone, right? As it's passed down. Yes. On
what'd you call
on,
it? A Chinese whisper?
Chinese whisper, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you religious?
No. I'm not at all. So my family are Jewish backgrounds, but I do not believe in God. I'm not religious. I'm atheist.
Full atheist. Are you vocal about that?
Clearly.
Yeah. I mean, have you come out and said that before?
Yeah, I've said that before.
Do you think that's because of magic?
I think magic's influenced that, just the way like things can be like misdirection and setup can make something seem so different, you know? Like even some of the miracles we've experienced today, there's so much behind the scenes you guys don't see.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like it's the same with religion.
So was Jesus a magician then?
He might have been.
He was like swapping. Yeah,
Mike, what do you think?
I'm a Christian, you know, but there are days that I struggle with some of the things that I have heard, you know, or hear. So, it's perfectly natural to question, you know, some people think he was a carpenter. Some people think he was black. Some people think he was a magician.
Yeah.
Some people think he was a turtle. You know, some people think the earth is flat. People think a lot of things.
What shape is the earth, you think, Julius?
I think it's round. But what do you think? You think it's flat, right?
I don't know.
We're going to table this question. We'll table it. We'll address it with a long format.
Oh, cool. That's good.
At some point.
Thank you guys for listening to the audio only version of Impulsive. Julius Dean, thank you for coming in and impressing us with your tricks.
I found them.
Hit that subscribe button. I love you guys. We'll see you next time. Take it easy.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse?
the federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.